Monday, May the 17th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, the deadliest day yet in Gaza, and AT&T and Discovery in tie-up talks. First, the world in brief. The conflict between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza continued into a seventh day. Israeli strikes killed at least 42 in Gaza City on Sunday, and more rockets were fired into Israel from the territory. Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli soldiers in the West Bank. Despite international calls to de-escalate, no halt to the fighting looks imminent. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, vowed to continue the operation for as long as necessary. AT&T and Discovery are in talks to combine their media holdings, according to Bloomberg. AT&T, a telecoms operator, owns big-name television properties including CNN and HBO. Discovery focuses on reality and non-fiction television, with channels like The Food Network and Animal Planet. A deal may be announced this week. Taiwan recorded 207 COVID-19 cases on Sunday, its highest daily total since the start of the outbreak last year. The authorities in Taipei, the capital, imposed a two-week lockdown in a bid to stop the spread of the virus, which caused panic buying. The country's handling of the pandemic had been hailed as one of the most successful in the world. Britain eased its COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. It now allows some foreign travel on a three-tier quote traffic light system and gatherings of up to six people indoors. People are allowed back inside pubs and restaurants again. The health secretary said that vaccines seem to protect against the Indian variant. It has spread in Britain, mostly to unvaccinated people. Meanwhile, New York's subway will resume full service today, as American cities also emerge from lockdown. Fighters from a new anti-junta militia withdrew from the town of Mindut in Chin State, in the far west of Myanmar, under assault from the army. The group said it was withdrawing for fear of civilian casualties. The army said, quote, unscrupulous people had killed several soldiers. The new Chinlin Defence Force joins a host of other armed groups in the country, fighting in opposition to a coup-installed government. At least 12 people died in heavy rains and winds caused by Cyclone Tokhtay. It is the first severe storm to hit India this season. As the cyclone moves along the coast, tens of thousands of people will be forced to evacuate their homes. In May 2020, over 110 people died after Amphan, a super cyclone, ravaged the eastern part of the country. AXA, a big French insurer, said that its Asian operations had been hit by a ransomware attack that had reaped large amounts of customers' sensitive personal data. The news came days after AXA said it would no longer write cyber insurance policies. An unnamed source told the Financial Times that the attack preceded the policy decision. Fact of the day. Each, quote, Tamir interceptor missile used by Israel's Iron Dome defense system is estimated to cost around $40,000. Israel says Hamas has fired nearly 3,000 rockets its way over the past week. Most were successfully shot down. And editor's note. We recently introduced two new items to Espresso, a fact of the day, and, on Saturdays, a mini profile of a figure in the news. We would like to hear your opinions of these, good or bad. Tell us what you think by writing to Adam Roberts at editor-espresso@economist.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.